Friday, the 4th of October. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, today we're going to celebrate the Feast of St. Francis of Assisi. Isn't that exciting? And so we're coming to the end of this whole time of the season of creation. But on Fridays, we also think about what you're going to hear at Mass on Sunday. And I want to see if I can put these two things together a little bit as we go along. So all of the readings on Sunday's Mass are going to have to do with family life. And you're going to be hearing about family life, and maybe the priest might talk about divorce and marriage, but I want you to listen out as kids for the very end of the Gospel. And I hope that in your church, they do read the end of the Gospel. They have a choice to stop off a little bit earlier, and some priests may do that. But the end of the Gospel is about children, and I want you to hear that part of the Gospel. So I'm going to just read that end part of the Gospel. People were bringing little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them. But the disciples rebuked. That means the disciples said to them, take them away, because they don't want him to disturb Jesus. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant. That's another word for cross. And he said to the disciples, let the little children come to me and don't stop them, for the kingdom of God belongs to them. Truly, I tell you, anyone who does not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. And he took the children in his arms and he placed his hands on them and he blessed them. So, this is an important part of the Gospel, and it's just put there just for you guys. Let the children come to me. That's what Jesus says. And he has this interesting thing where he says to them that everybody needs to accept the kingdom of God like a child. Well, I want to ask you, what do you do when you see somebody you really love? Do you run and give them a hug? I know that's what my children do. I know that's what lots of children at school do when they see a teacher they love. They run and give them a hug. And that's the spirit that Jesus wants us to have for him. But when we see Jesus, when we sense Jesus near, in our hearts, we run and give him a big hug. And what does Jesus do? Immediately, he hugs us back and he blesses us. And that's how Jesus wants everyone to be, not just us kids. When you grow up, I want you to remember, Jesus always wants us to run to him and to give him a hug. So why is this bit about children coming at the end of something that's a lot about marriage and family life? Well, I think it's because children are the heart of the family. The reason that marriage is important, the reason that we worry about it, is because we want to make safe homes for our children to grow up in. And I know that not every child in our country manages to live with mom and dad. Some of us are living with mom, some of us are living with dad, some of us are living with an auntie, lots of us are living with a grandparent. But Jesus wants every child to know that even if things are difficult at home, you can always close your eyes just before you go to sleep, and you can turn to him and run to him, and he will always be there, always waiting to hold you. And he wants us also to think about what kind of parents we're going to be when we grow up. I want you to think about that now. Think about what you like about how you've grown up, the things you love, the way that granny made you special food, the way mom gives you a hug, the way dad tells you you've done well, all the things you like, and think about how you want to make sure you do that for your kids. But you can also sometimes think about some things that aren't quite the way you want them to be. And you can think to yourself, when I am a parent, I will do things differently. I will do things more the way God wants them to happen. It's always good to have hope, huh? And to have a goal. I want to grow up and be someone who will be a good mom, a good dad. Today we celebrate the Feast of St. Francis of Assisi, and we're thinking about the gift of St. Francis of Assisi to the world. And a lot of those prayers we were talking about also apply to our family life. All of St. Francis's desire for us to live in peace, the first place we need to live in peace is at home with our families. The place where we children can do something about the love of creation is at home with our families. And so there's a challenge for you from St. Francis. How are you loving the people in your family? And how are you loving creation in your family, at home? Let's close our eyes now and let's ask God to bless each one of us in our families. Help us to be children who bring joy and peace into the lives of our siblings, our brothers and sisters, our cousins, our mom, our dad, our grandparents, our aunts and uncles. We ask this, Lord, trusting in your grace, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.